时我们心中就有一个负担，就是要来恢复神的见证。
And the Lord has been leading us throughout the summertime and now into the fall.
那主就这样的带领我们度过整个夏天，现在也进入秋季。
I think most of us are fully aware that 2.5 years of pandemic has put God's people in captivity in some ways.
我想我们都知道，经过两年半的疫情，仇敌神就好像让我们被陷在一个被掳的光景当中，在某种程度上。
And Lord is leading His people out of this captivity step by step.
那神就带领他的子民一步一步的能走出这个被掳的光景。
And today, we're going to take another step by opening up the Lord's feast.
那今天的话，我们要再往前走一步。今天我们就开始会有爱宴。
It's an important step forward.
这是很重要向前的一步。
And we will continue to look to the Lord to lead us throughout this process.
那我们在整个的过程当中要不断的来仰望主。
May all of us focus on the Lord in this process.
愿我们在整个的过程当中能够单单的注目在主的身上。
It's only the Lord who knows how to lead us out of this captivity.
因为唯有主知道如何带领我们走出这被掳。
And the burden for this morning is trying to look deeper behind the scene on what the Lord really was after.
那今天早上我们的负担就是能够更深的来看主在这个过程当中他究竟所要得着的是什么。
When the Lord called his people out of the captivity and rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem, what the Lord had in mind.
当神这样的呼召他的子民能够回到从被掳当中出来回到耶路撒冷的时候，他的心中到底在想什么？
What was in God's heart?
在神的心中究竟有什么？
Because if we understand what the Lord was really after during the time of Nehemiah, then we will know what is in God's heart today.
因为如果我们能够知道在尼希米的时代神的心中想要得着的是什么，我们同样能够知道在今天神所要得着的是什么。
And that will help us to follow him out of this captivity.
那这就能够帮助我们如何的跟随他来走出这个被掳的环境。
And we'd like to read a few scriptures.
那我们下面要一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's first start with Ezra chapter 7.
第一处在以斯拉记第七章。
We want to read Ezra chapter 7, verse 21 and 22.
我们要来读以斯拉记第七章二十一到二十二节。
I, King Artaxerxes, issue a decree to all the treasurers who are in the provinces beyond the river, that whatever Ezra, the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, may require of you,It shall be done diligently, even up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt as needed.
我亚达薛西王又降旨与河西的一切库官说，通达天上神律法的文士祭司以斯拉，无论向你们要什么，你们要速速的备办，就是银子直到100 talents，麦子100 kor，酒100 bat，油100 bat，盐不计其数，也要给他。
Second King chapter 2 verse 19 to 22.
列王记下第二章十九到二十二节。
Second King chapter 2 verse 19 to 22.
列王记下二章十九到二十二节。
Then the man of the city said to Elijah, Behold now, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad, and the land is unfruitful. He said, Bring me a new jar, and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. He went out to the spring of water and threw salt in it, and said, Thus says the Lord,I have purified these waters. There shall not be from their death or unfruitfulness any longer. So the waters have been purified to this day, according to the word of Elijah, which he spoke.
耶利哥城的人对以利沙说，这城的地势美好，我主看见了，只是水恶劣，土产不熟而落。以利沙说，你们拿一个新瓶来装盐给我。他们就拿来给他，他出到水源，将盐倒在水中，说，耶和华如此说，我治好了这水，从此不再使人死，也不再使地土不生产。于是那水治好了，直到今日，正如以利沙所说的。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 13，
马太福音五章十三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by man.
马太福音五章十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
Finally, Revelation chapter 3 verse 1,
最后我们要来看启示录三章第一节。
To the angel of the church in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
Father, we're so thankful this morning there is a provision for us to come before you.
父，我们感谢你早上你这样的供应我们，让我们能够来到您的面前。
As we come before you, we can breathe out our own life.
当我们来到你面前的时候，我们能呼出自己的生命。
We can breathe out our own transgressions and our disappointments.
我们能够呼出我们自己的罪愆，也呼出我们的失望。
And we can breathe in your very own life.
我们能够吸入你自己的生命。
We pray this morning that Holy Spirit would do such a wonderful work in us.
我们祷告愿早上圣灵在我们当中成就那奇妙的大工。
Bring us out of death into life.
能够带我们出死入生。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这样的时间献上
感谢。We thank you for all your provisions.
我们也感谢你一切的供应。
We look to your mercy even for this hour.
我们在下面的时间要来仰望您的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We really thank the Lord, allow us to consider the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem for a few months now.
我们感谢神，让我们在过去的几个月当中能够思想如何重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
The wall of Jerusalem is an emblem of the spiritual history of God's people.
耶路撒冷的城墙就是神子民属灵生命的一个象征。
What is true of the wall of Jerusalem at any time is true of God's people.
在历史的当中，耶路撒冷的城墙怎样，他的神的子民的光景也如何。
We knew during the time that the wall was broken down and its gate were burned with fire.
我们知道在那时城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
Therefore God called Nehemiah to a great work.
因此神就呼召尼希米来成就一件大事。
It is a great work of recovery.
就是一件恢复的大事。
But then we need to ask, what exactly God wants to recover?
那我们就要问，神所想要恢复的究竟是什么呢？
If we want to know what God wants to recover, shouldn't we know what they had lost?
如果我们想要知道神要恢复什么，我们是不是应该先知道他们所丢失的是什么呢？
They must have lost something.
他们一定丢失了一些东西。
Therefore God wants to recoverThat what was lost.
所以神想要来恢复他们所丢失的。
But what exactly they had lost?
那他们所丢失的究竟是什么呢？
How do we know what they had lost?
我们怎么知道他们丢失了什么呢？
From the book of Malachi, we can see what they had lost.
那从马拉基书我们就能看到他们所丢失的是什么。
First, in Malachi, we learn they lost their love for the Lord.
那第一，我们从马拉基书当中知道，他们失去了对主的爱。
The Lord said to them, "I have loved you."
耶和华对他们说，我曾爱你们。
But they say, "How have you loved us?"
但他们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？
It is remarkable conversation between the Lord and his people.
这实在是在神和他的子民之间一个让人震惊的对话。
The Lord said, I have loved you.
主对他们说，我曾爱你们。
But they say, how have you loved us?
但他们却回答说，你在何事上爱我们呢？
Because they had lost the love for the Lord.
因为他们失去了对神的爱。
They do not even recognize that the Lord still loved them.
他们甚至看不出神依然爱他们。
This is what they had lost.
这是他们所丢失的。
Brothers and sisters, have we lost the love for the Lord?
弟兄姐妹，我们失去了对神的爱吗？
If we have lost that love for the Lord, then we will not know the Lord has loved us.
如果我们已经失去了对神的爱，那我们就没有办法知道神仍爱我们。
What a loss!
这是何等的一个损失。
The Lord wants to recover their love for the Lord.
但神想要来恢复他们向主的爱。
Secondly, they lost the respect for the Lord.
第二，他们失去了对神的敬畏。
They despised the Lord's name by presenting the lame, the blind, the sick as sacrifices.
他们藐视神的名，因为他们把瞎眼的、瘸腿的、有病的当作祭献上。
The Lord said to them, If I am a master,Where is my respect?
主对他们说，我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？
You are priests who despise my name. But they said, How have we despised your name?
你们这些做祭司的藐视我，但他们却说，我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
We despise his name without even knowing it.
他们，我们藐视了他的名，甚至都不自知。
They offer Not something that is without sprinkles.
因为他们所献上的并不是那无斑点无瑕疵的。
They offer the blind, the lame, and the sick.
他们献上了那瞎眼的、瘸腿的和有病的。
Their conscience was satisfied by those sacrifices.
他们的良心因着那样的祭物得着满足。
But God was not satisfied by the lame, the blind, and the sick.
但神的心却不能因着瞎眼的、瘸腿的和有病的得着满足。
Thirdly, they did not bring the whole tithes into the storehouse as required by the law of Moses.
第三，他们没有能够照着摩西的律法的要求把十分之一献上在库房。
When the Lord said to them, "You are robbing me,"
当主对他们说，你们竟夺取我的供物。
But they say, "How have we robbed you?"
他们却说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物？
They do not recognize what they have lost.
他们没有认出自己所丢失的。
Then finally, the fourthly, they say it is vain to serve God.
最后也是第四点，就是他们说侍奉神是徒然的。
And what do we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty?
他们说，遵守神所吩咐的，在万军之耶和华面前苦苦斋戒，有什么益处呢？
When the Lord confronted them, your words has been arrogant against me.
当主指责他们说，你们用话顶撞我时，
And they said, What have we spoken against you?
他们还说，我们用什么话顶撞了你呢？
From those four conversations, we have a clear picture of what had been lost.
那从刚才这四段对话当中，我们就能够看到一个清楚的画面，他们所丢失的究竟是什么。
Even to the degree they say it was vain to serve God.
直到一个地步，他们说，侍奉耶和华有什么益处呢？
They have been arrogant against the Lord.
他们在神的面前非常的骄傲。
But they do not know about it.
但他们自己却不自知。
Brothers and sisters, what was really lost?Was their relationship with God?
弟兄姐妹，他们所真正丢失的是与神之间的关系。
They lost the relationship, the vital relationship with the Lord.
他们丢失了与神之间的生命的联系。
That's why we read those conversations.
这就是为什么我们能够读到那样的对话。
These are the conversations between two parties have no vital relationship anymore.
这就是那个在两个没有任何生命联系之间的人，他们之间的对话。
What are the conversation you have with the Lord today?
今天你与主之间的对话是怎样的呢？
Have we lost that vital relationship with the Lord?
我们是否失去了与主之间生命的联系呢？
So, they were not satisfied at the time.
那时他们并不满足。
And they did not bring any satisfaction to the Lord.
他们也不能够把任何的满足带给神。
They're so far away from the Lord.
他们与主的关系是这样的远。
In their heart, they're so far away, but outwardly, they were the same as before.
那所以他们在里边的这个关系与主是这样的远，但是在外面他们看起来好像还一样。
And this is the definition of the captivity.
那这个就是被掳的这个定义。
Outwardly, they were the same.
在外面看起来他们是一样的。
But inwardly, they were so far away from the Lord.
但在里面他们却与主那样的远。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord was after that vital relationship with His people.
弟兄姐妹，神所想要得着的是与他的子民之间的生命的联系。
When God spoke to Ezekiel,
当神向以西结说话的时候
，and He showed Ezekiel a vision.
他就让以西结看到一个异象。
He set Ezekiel in the middle of a big valley.
他就把以西结放在一个大的平原当中。
We heard it last week, full of dry bones.
那我们上周听到了，就是那里是枯骨的平原。
When God's people lose their vital relationship with God, and God's people are nothing more than a valley of dry bones.
当神的子民失去了与神之间的生命的联系之后，他们不过像那枯骨的平原一样。
And separation from the Lord.Is spiritual death.
因为与神的分别就是属灵的死亡。
Spiritually, they became dry bones.
在属灵上，他们就成为了那些骸骨。
You cannot hope anything out of dry bones.
在枯骨的身上，你好像不能够有任何的盼望。
But right in that time, something was said remarkably.
但就在那时，神却说了一件非常奇妙的话。
The Lord asked Ezekiel, "Son of man, can these dry bones live?"
神就问以西结，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗
？Brothers and sisters, this is a very important question for us to ask, because in our life there are dry bones.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所应当问的一件非常重要的问题，因为在我们的生活当中会有枯骨。
The area in our life, we believe is hopeless.
在我们生活的一些方面，我们认为那是没有盼望的。
And when you have no hope, you met the dry bones.
当你没有盼望的时候，你就遇到了那枯骨。
And the Lord asked Ezekiel a wonderful question: Can son of man, can this dry bone live?
那神就问以西结这样一个问题：人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗
？That's the question Lord is asking us today.Can the dry bones in our life live?
这就是神所为我们的问题，就是我们生活当中那些枯骨能够复活吗
？And this is what the Lord wants to recover today.
这也是神今天想要来恢复的。
The Lord wants to bring the dry bone to life.
神想要那些骸骨复活。
And these dry bones can come to life again.
那这些枯骨也能够再复活。
And the Lord asked Ezekiel to prophesy to the dry bones.
那神就让以西结向着这些骸骨发预言。
And Ezekiel said to the dry bones,
以西结就向着这些枯骨说
,Hear the word of the Lord.
要听耶和华的话。
The Lord will make breath enter you, and you will come to life.
主必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。
When the word of the Lord come to the dry bones,
当神的话来到这些枯骨的身上
,They came to life.
他们就活了过来。
Came out of the grave.
他们就从坟墓里出来。
They stood on their feet.
他们就站立。
They become a great army.
并且成为极大的军队。
But we heard last week.
这是我们上周听到的。
God can turn the dry bone into an army of himself.
因为神能够让这些枯骨成为他自己的军队。
And this is what the Lord wants to recover during the time of Nehemiah as well.
这也是神在尼希米的那个年代所想要来恢复的。
And it's also what God wants to recover today.
也同样是神今天想要来恢复的。
And the Lord said to Ezekiel, "These dry bones are the whole house of Israel."
神就像以西结说，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。
And behold, I will open your grave and cause you to come up out of your graves.
民哪，我的民哪，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来。
My people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel.
我的民哪，我要领你们进入以色列地。
And this prophecy of Ezekiel was fulfilled in the time of Ezra and in the times of Nehemiah.
那神的这个预言就在以斯拉和尼希米的那个年代得以成就。
And bring them back, bring those dry bones back to Jerusalem.
他就带着这些骸骨重回以色列。
So God was after the resurrection and the life.
所以神所要得着的就是复活和生命。
God wants to bring the dry bone back to life.
神想要这些骸骨重得生命。
Brothers and sisters, there are dry bones in our environments.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的环境当中会出现这样的。
Maybe we are dry bones.
也许我们就是这样的枯骨。
Maybe their situation in our life is hopeless to us.
也许在我们的生活当中有一些环境让我们没有盼望。
But today, God will ask us, Son of Man, can these bones live?
但今天神要问我们，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？
It is up to the Lord to breathe the word into the dry bones.
是神要把他的生命吹进这些骸骨里。
God's recovery work always have the character of the resurrection and the life.
神复兴的工作总有复活和生命这两个特点。
The history of Jerusalem is in itself a testimony to this.
那以色列他们的以色列的历史就是这件事的一个见证。
Jerusalem has been destroyed many times in history.
在历史当中，耶路撒冷曾多次被毁灭。
But he has come back to life every time.
但每次之后，他总能够再活过来。
The rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem is a testimony to the indestructibility of the resurrection life.
那耶路撒冷城墙的这个重建就是这个复活的生命，它不可被摧毁的一个见证。
This life cannot be destroyed.
这个生命是不可被毁灭的。
Although he can be overwhelmed sometimes,
虽然有时他好像会被淹没。
Nevertheless, he always comes up again.
但无论如何，他总能够再活过来。
The fact that Jerusalem is still the capital of Israel today is nothing short of a miracle.
事实上，今天耶路撒冷仍作为以色列的首都，这件事本身就是一个奇迹。
God is maintaining this city.On the earth, to prove to us a greater truth.
神保守耶路撒冷在地上是为了向我们证明一个更大的真理。
This greater truth is that the life is always conquers death.
这个更大的真理就是生命总会胜过死亡。
You know, one day we will see New Jerusalem coming down from heaven as a brother prayed this morning.
那有一天我们都会看到新耶路撒冷从天上降下来，就好
像 And right in the middle of the Jerusalem is the river of the water of life.
那就在新耶路撒冷城的当中就是那生命水的河。
And the tree of life.
还有生命树。
When you see the new Jerusalem, the main feature of the Jerusalem is life.
所以当我们看到新耶路撒冷的时候，它最大的特点就是生命。
Everything that speaks of death will be conquered.
每一件与死亡有关的事情都会被胜过。
There will be no death in New Jerusalem.
在新耶路撒冷当中将不再有死亡。
Now, from that picture, we know what the Lord wants to recover.
那从那一幅图画当中，我们就知道神所要恢复的是什么。
And this recovering, the principle of resurrection is very, very relevant in our personal life.
那同样，这个复活的原则在我们个人的生活当中也是至关重要。
And we often think that it is only related to a biblical situation.
有的时候我们会觉得这个复活只与这个圣经上讲到的事情相关。
But it relates to our personal life.
但同时也在我们个人的生活当中
相关。When we choose our own way and refuse to yield to Lord.
当我们选择自己的道路而拒绝顺服神的时候。
When God finds He can go on no further with us.
当神觉着好像没有办法与我们继续向前的时候
And he will stand back and wait.
那他就会退后在那里等候
He waits patiently until we find ourselves in a hopeless situation.
他就会耐心地等候我们直到我们自己不再有盼望
Then God returns, raises us from the dead, and revives his testimony.
那神就会回来把我们从死里带出来让我们重新得生。
The testimony is not what we have accomplished for the Lord.
所见证出来的并不是我们为主成就了什么。
But what the Lord himself has done in us.
而是神在我们里面成就了什么。
He has raised an instrument from the dead.
他把一个器皿从死里复活。
He has brought this instrument from death to life.
让这个器皿从死里能够重得生命。
And this is what the Lord is after today, a testimony of life.
这就是神今天所要得着的，就是一个生命的见证。
During the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem, the Lord was recovering the testimony of life.
所以在重建耶路撒冷城墙的过程当中，神就是来得着那个生命的见证。
I will use the remaining time to cover three aspects.
那下面的时间我们要讲到三个方面。
The first, the salt is a synonym for life.
第一点就是盐是生命的一个同义词。
Secondly, salt must be contained in a new jar.
那第二就是盐要装在新瓶当中。
Thirdly, Nehemiah, the vessel of recovery was a new jar full of salt.
第三就是尼希米这个为神所使用用来恢复的器皿，它是一个装满了盐的新瓶。
Let's consider this first aspect. Salt is the synonym of life.
那我们先来看第一点，就是盐是生命的同义词。
The life has its characteristic.
生命它会有一些特质。
The life can respond to stimuli.
就是它会对于受到刺激之后它会有反应。
I don't know any of you have this experience when you are young. Play with plants.
我不知道小的时候你有没有这样的经历，就是去玩含羞草。
We call those grass shy grass.
那就是这种特殊的草，就是含羞草。
When you touch the leaf of this plant, and the plant would fold all the leaf.
当你去摸含羞草的时候，它所有的叶子都会立刻收起来。
I don't know any of you, they're not old enough, have this experience.
我不知道在座的年轻人有没有这样的经历。
We don't play with electronics.
因为那个时候我们没有这些电子的游戏可以玩。
We don't have electronics.
那时候我们没有那么多电子设备。
So we play with kids. We play with animals. We play with plants.
所以那时候我们就跟孩子们在一起玩，跟动物还有这些植物在一起玩。
And I can play with that plant for a long time.
然后我玩这个含羞草能玩很久的时间。
Because I will touch the leaf, and he fold the leaf.
因为呢，我摸它一下，它这个所有的叶子立刻就收起来。
Then you touch another branches, you touch it, then he fold it.
然后你摸另外一个小树枝，它就又会收起来。
Now we can have a lot of fun playing with the plants.
所以玩这样的植物是非常有趣的。
No, the plants respond to stimuli because the plants is alive.
那你知道这样的植物它之所以会对刺激有反应，是因为它是活的。
There's something in the plant that has a kick in it.
因为在这个植物的里面有一个东西，它会对这个刺激有反应。
When you touch it, it registers.
所以当你摸它的时候，它就会记录下来。
The plant knows he has been touched.
那这个植物就知道它被摸了一下。
And then The plant respond to it.
然后植物就会对此有反应。
So the plant is alive.
所以这个植物是活的。
The vitality of a living thing is often represented in the Bible as salt.
所以一个活物它的这个活力在圣经当中常常被用盐来代表。
So when the king Cyrus they gave the provision to Ezra, he said.Gave Ezra everything he asked for, but with a limit.
所以当这个居鲁士王准许尼希米回去的时候，他就说你要给他一切所有的，但是呢，其他东西都是有限定的。
Silver is limited to 100 talents.
银子限定直到100塔林。
Wheat was limited to 100 cores.
那麦子最多能拿100克尔。
Wine was limited to 100 baths.
酒最多100巴特。
And oil.Was limited to 100 baths too.
油也限定最多100巴特。
But there's no limitation on salt.
然而在盐却不计其数。
Ezra can add as much salt as he wanted.
以斯拉想要多少就能用多少。
Undoubtedly, Cyrus was under the sovereignty of the Lord when he spoke those words.
当然，居鲁士王说这样话的时候，无疑他是在神所掌管当中。
Because all these things like silver, the wheat, the wine, and oil means little if there is no salt.
因为若没有盐的话，其他那些诸如银子、麦子、酒和油意义并不大。
Because the salt is the synonym of life.
因为盐与生命是同义词。
In the Old Testament, sacrifice shall be salted with salt.
在旧约当中，祭物都要加上盐同馅。
No sacrifice was ever regarded by God as acceptable without salt.
若没有盐的话，没有一个祭物会被神所接受。
A sacrifice with salt would turn this death sacrifice.Into a living sacrifice.
当这个死的祭物加上了盐，就会让它变成一个活祭。
Yes, the animal was slain for our sins.
是的，这些祭物为着我们的罪而被杀。
But salt contradicted the death.
但盐却与死相对。
Gave it that vitality to make it a living sacrifice.
能够让这祭物得着那生命的一环，让它成为活祭。
God will never accept.A death sacrifice.
神不会接受一个死祭。
God will never accept a sacrifice without salt.
神也不会接受一个祭物如果他没有加上盐。
That's why Paul encouraged us to present us a living sacrifice.
所以这就是为什么保罗鼓励我们将身体献上当作活祭。
And the salt is the symbol of the resurrection and the life.
所以盐就代表了复活和生命。
That will bring life into this death animal.
能够把生命带到这死的祭物上。
Therefore, the king Cyrus ordered salt without limitations.
所以居鲁士王让以斯拉能够得着盐不计其数。
That means the abundant life, the life abundant.
所以就是说这个生命是何等的丰富。
That is the testimony the Lord is seeking today.
这就是神今天所要得着的这个见证。
God is looking for that vital element among His people.
神在他的子民当中所寻找的就是那至关重要的那个元素。
And he wants His people to respond to His words.
他想要他的子民对他的话有回应。
Therefore, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth."
所以主对他们说：“你们是世上的盐。”
We are the very life in this dead world.
我们在这死的世界上是那个生命。
No, this world has no ability to respond to the word of the Lord.
你知道这个世界没有能力来向神的话有回应。
But we are the salt of the earth.
然而我们却是这世上的盐。
We are the testimony of Jesus Christ on this earth.
我们是这地上主耶稣基督他的见证。
We are capable of respond to the word of the Lord.
我们能够向神的话有回应。
This is the testimony to be recovered today.
这就是今天所要来恢复的见证。
Secondly,
第二
the salt must be in a new jar.
盐要放在新瓶当中。
Then we read the second king, the story of Elisha.
我们读到《列王记下》那里讲到以利沙的故事。
And the situation of Jericho was bad.
那时这个耶利哥城的环境非常的不好。
Because the water was bad.
因为那里的水很恶。
So they cannot bring fruits out of the trees.
所以他们种了树却不结果子。
The tree will grow as usual.
这个树呢会照常的生长。
And the fruit will be formed on the branches.
并且呢，在这个枝子上也会结一些果子。
But before it was ripened, the fruit fell to the ground.
但是果子还没熟，它们就落地了。
Because the water was bad.
因为那里的水恶劣。
Therefore, Elisha told them, "Bring me a new jar."
所以以利沙就带他们说，拿一个新瓶来。
Put salt in it.
装盐给我。
Now, having that new jar with salt.
那以利沙拿了这个新瓶里面装着的盐。
Then Elijah emptied the jar and cast the salt into the waters.
他就出到水源，然后把盐倒在水中。
And the water was healed.
然后水就被治好了。
The problem of Jericho was resolved.
那耶利哥城的这个问题就被解决了。
It's resolved by the salt.
是被盐所解决的。
But it is resolved by the salt in a new jar.
但同时这个盐也是放在新瓶里面。
The salt must be in a new jar.
因为盐要放在新瓶当中。
Because Elisha could just cast some salt directly into water, right?
伊丽莎本来可以直接把这些盐撒在这个水里，不是吗？
But he didn't do that.
但他却没有这样做。
He first asked for a new jar.
因为他首先要的是一个新瓶。
Then he put the salt into that new jar.
然后把盐放在这新瓶里。
Brother and sister, the life of Christ as represented by salt need to be contained.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督的生命是被盐所代表的，他需要被盛装起来。
Can only be contained by a new jar.
并且只能够被一个新瓶所盛装
，not an old jar，
而不是一个老瓶。
You cannot take the old jar and put the salt in it。
你不能拿一个老的瓶子把盐放进去。
You can't just cast the salt into the water directly。
你也不能直接把盐撒在水里。
You have to find a new jar。
你要找到一个新瓶。
Then put the salt into the new jar。
然后把盐倒在新瓶里。
Empty the new jar。Empty the salt in the new jar into the waters.
然后把盐倒在水里。
And the water will be healed.
然后水就会被治好。
Brothers and sisters, the new one can only be contained in a new wine skin.
弟兄姐妹，新酒只能装在新皮袋中。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The old has gone, and new is here.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
When a person has a vital relationship with the Lord,
当一个人与神有生命的联系
，and this person is a new jar,
那这个人他就是一个新瓶。
When a person has no relationship with the Lord,
当一个人与神没有联系
，it doesn't matter how long he has been baptized,
无论他受浸有多久
，he's an old jar,
他都是一个老瓶。
The only way to become a new jar is to have that vital living relationship with the Lord.
唯有我们与神之间有那个活着的生命的联系，我们才能够成为一个新瓶。
Because only the new jar can contain the salt.
唯有新瓶才能够用来盛装盐。
If you put the salt in an old jar,
如果你把盐放在那个老瓶里，
the salt will become tasteless.
这个盐就会变得无味。
The new jar with salt represents the newness of life in a new creation.
那盐装在新瓶里，就是代表了这个新的生命在一个新造的人里。
We all have to have life of Christ in us.
我们都需要耶稣的生命在我们里面。
We all need to have salt.
我们都需要盐。
But we need a new jar.
但我们也需要一个新瓶。
And we must abide in the Christ.
所以我们也需要住在耶稣基督里。
If we abide in Christ, we are a new jar.
如果我们能够住在基督里，我们就是一个新瓶。
And we have ability to contain the life of Christ.
那我们就能够来盛装基督的生命。
If we are becoming an old jar,
如果我们成为一个老瓶
，we can no longer contain the salt.
那我们就没有办法用来装盐。
Even we have salt in it.
即便我们里面有盐
，it will become tasteless，
也会成为无味的。
It's not very useful.
那就
when a salt become tasteless，
若盐无味就不再有用。
It's no longer good for anything，
它就没有任何的用处。
Except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men，
那不过会被丢在外边被人践踏。
In the book of Samuel，
在撒母耳记当中
，we see。An old jar in priest Eli.
我们在祭司以利的身上就看到一个老瓶。
No matter how you look at Eli, he looked like a priest.
你无论从哪个方面来看以利，他都是一个祭司。
He dressed like a priest.
他穿的像一个祭司。
He did the things that priests did.
他所做的就是祭司所做的事。
He spoke like a priest.
他说的话也是祭司讲的话。
He worked in the tabernacle.
他在这个帐幕当中工作。
He is a jar.
他是一个瓶子。
But he is an old jar.
但他却是一个老瓶。
The word of the Lord were rare during the days.
在那时，耶和华的话稀少。
Vision were infrequent.
也不常有漠视。
And he could not even see or react to the things done by his own son.
那他向着自己儿子所做的这些罪也没有回应。
His own son did terrible thing in the tabernacle.
他自己的儿子在这个会幕当中做了非常恶的事。
Eli knew about it.
以利是知道的。
But he could not respond to a situation like that.
然而对那样的环境他却没有正确的回应。
He was an old jar.
他是一个老瓶。
The testimony was not there.
那时没有神的见证。
Something has gone from him.
在他里面有一些东西丢失掉了。
There's something is missing in the life of Eli.
在以利的生命当中缺少了一些。
He could not abide in the presence of the Lord.
他没有办法住在主的同在当中。
Without a vital relationship with the Lord, so Eli has a reputation.Of being alive, but he was dead.
当以利没有与神之间那生命的联系，按明他虽是活的，其实他却是死的。
Just like what was said to the church in Sardis,
就好像神向撒迪所说的话。
I know your works.
我知道你的行为。
You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
按明你是活的，其实是死的。
But sister, these are the very serious words.
弟兄姐妹，这些是非常严重的话。
Was spoken to his people in Sardis.
是向着他在撒迪的儿女所说的。
They have a reputation of being alive.
在明他们是活的。
But in reality, they were dead.
而其实他们却是死的。
Because they don't have that vital relationship with the Lord anymore.
因为他们与主之间不再有那生命的联系。
Brother and sister, something we have to consider today.
弟兄姐妹，今天有些事情我们必须要来思想。
Have the pandemic taken that relationship away from us?
疫情是否让把我们与主之间生命的联系拿走了？
Do we still have that vital relationship with the Lord?
我们是否与神还有生命的联系？
If we don't,
如果我们不再有的话，
we can still be a jar.
我们仍然可做一个瓶子。
But we are an old jar.
但我们却成为了一个老瓶。
We can still have salt in us.
在我们里面可能还会有盐装着。
But the salt will become tasteless.
然而那盐却不再有味道。
God has to find a new jar.
神要得着一个新瓶。
Therefore, God looked for a new jar in Samuel.
所以神就在撒母耳身上找到了那个新瓶。
It's just a baby.
他当时不过是个婴孩。
Just weaned from her mother's milk.
刚刚断了奶。
There is old Eli.
那同时还有那个老的以利。
And it was a tiny little boy, Samuel.
那旁边有一个这个小小的男孩撒母耳。
It doesn't look like a priest.
他看起来一点都不像祭司。
Didn't speak like a priest.
他讲的话也不像一个祭司。
Didn't even know when the Lord spoke to him.
那甚至当神向他说话的时候，他都不知道。
But this was a new jar.
但他却是那个新瓶。
It doesn't matter. It doesn't look like a priest.
他看起来不像祭司，这并不关系。
God himself approached this new jar.
神自己来向这个新瓶说话。
God himself taught him how to listen to him.
神自己来告诉他如何听神向他说话。
And God spoke to him, and Samuel obeyed to the word of the Lord.
并且神向他所说的，撒母耳就顺从了。
This new jar become a prophet.
那
变成一个先知。
这个新瓶就成为了一个先知。
Samuel grew to be a faithful servant of the Lord for the house of Israel.
那神就成为一个向着以色列忠心并向神忠心的器皿。
It began when he was a baby.
这个事情的开始不过是他从婴孩而已。
He was a new jar.
他是一个新瓶。
So, brother and sister, today we must understand God wants to recover salt.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当知道，今天神想要来恢复盐
，resurrection and life，
就是复活与生命。
But this life must be contained in a new jar.
但这个生命却要装在一个新瓶里。
The old jar won't work，
因为老瓶不能再用了。
Don't try to put salt into that old jar anymore.
不要尝试把盐放在那个老瓶里。
It doesn't matter how much salt you continue to put in that old jar.
无论你在这个老瓶里装多少的盐都没有用。
We need a new jar.
我们需要一个新瓶。
We need a vital relationship with the Lord.
我们需要与主之间有那生命的联系。
And this is what the Lord wants to recover.
这是神所想要来恢复的。
Before and today.
在今天。
Now let's look at the third aspect.
那我们现在要来看第三点。
Nehemiah was such an example.
尼希米就是这样的一个例子。
He was a new jar.Full of salt.
它是一个新瓶，并且里面装满了盐。
No, Nehemiah was not a priest.
尼希米并不是一个祭司。
He was not a prophet.
他也不是一个先知。
He doesn't speak like a prophet.
他所讲的话也不像一个先知。
He doesn't dress like a priest.
他穿的也不像一个祭司。
He was a slave.
他是一个奴隶。
Who lived and died for a foreign king.
他生在外邦，死在外邦，并且为一个别国的王做
工。He lived in a foreign country.
他住在外邦。
But Nehemiah was a new jar full of salt.
但他却是一个装满了盐的新瓶。
There was an indefinable thing in the life of Nehemiah.
在尼希米的生命当中有一些我们没有办法描述的东西。
Make him different from any other person at the time.
但却让他与在那个时代所有的人都不相同。
For example,
举个例子。
His response to the news in Jerusalem was very touching.
当他听到耶路撒冷的近况的时候，他的反应让我们非常的感动。
His response was different from anybody else.
那他的反应也与其他人的反应都不相同。
Everyone who had returned to Jerusalem, along with Zerubbabel and Ezra, knew the situation.
每一个跟随所罗巴伯和以斯拉回到耶路撒冷的人都知道那时的光景。
Everyone had seen that the walls.Was broken down and its gate were burned with fire.
那人也都看到了那里的城墙城墙毁坏，城门被火焚烧。
Many who were in captivity heard about the news as well.
很多被掳的人也都听到了这样的消息。
But no one has responded in a way that Nehemiah did.
但他们的反应都与尼希米的不同。
Because he has a vital relationship with the Lord.
因为他里面有与神那生命的联系。
He felt the same way as what the Lord felt.
他所感受的正是神心中所感受的。
Because of that vital relationship, he knew what the Lord felt.
因为他与神之间有那生命的联系，所以他知道神心中所感受到的是什么。
And he felt the same way.
并且他能够共情与神的感受。
Therefore, he responded.Differently from anybody else.
所以他的反应与其他众人都不相同。
He shared that sadness with the Lord.
他能够与主来感受到同样的悲哀。
Then he confessed his own sin. He confessed the sin of Israelites.
并且他向神来承认自己的罪，也承认以色列人的罪。
He prayed to the Lord to remember what the Moses had said.
他向主祷告，求主纪念他向摩西所说的。
Because Moses had said this.
因为摩西这样说
If you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though those of you who have been scattered were in the most remote part of the heaven, I will gather them from there and will bring them to the place where I have chosen.
但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来。带到我所选择立为我名的居所。
This is what was said in the conversation between Nehemiah and God.
所以这就是当尼希米与神之间对话的时候所说的。
And this is that vital relationship.
这就是那个生命的联系。
And when the king asked him what he wants,
当王问他你要求什么的时候。
Then he prayed to God.
他就向神默祷。
Because he wants what God wants.
因为他所想要的就是神所想要的。
There's nothing that Nehemiah wanted for himself.
尼希米为自己并无所求。
Therefore he prayed to God.
所以他就向神祷告。
And he asked God's mercy before the king.
他在王的面前求神的怜悯。
When we read the prayer of Nehemiah, We can feel his heart.
当我们来读尼希米的祷告的时候，我们实在能够感受到他的心。
There is an indefinable something in him.
就在他的里面，我们有一些难以描述清楚的特点。
And we can find that indefinable something in David as well.
这样的特点，我们在大卫的身上同样也能够看到。
Two weeks ago, our brother talked about a man after God's own heart.
两周之前神弟兄们就我们分享到那个合神心意的人
David was such a vessel too
大卫也是同样的一个器皿
He was a new jar full of salt
他也同样是装满了盐的心
So if you read his prayer in Psalm 132 You will touch that indefinable something in him
所以当你读诗篇132篇他的祷告的时候你也能够在大卫身上看到那难以描述清楚的
We see this indefinable something in both of them
我们在他们两个人身上都能够找到这样的特点
It's the love for the Lord
就是在他们里面有神的生命
Now we look at his approach to King Artaxerxes
那我们要看他是如何与亚达薛西王来交谈的
Now he's fully submitted to the Lord
那时他是完全的降服在神的掌管当中
Now he didn't do anything actually out of himself
其实他没有出于自己做任何的事
In factIt was the king approached him.
事实上是王来这样问他。
Nehemiah didn't take any initiative.
尼希米并没有起主导。
He just shared the sadness with the Lord.
他只不过是来分享神的悲哀。
And the king approached him and said, What's about? What is sadness all about?
所以王就问他你为何事悲哀呢
Then he shared, he simply shared.The sadness in his heart.
他就把他心中的悲哀向王分享出来。
That is all he needs.
那就是他在那时所需要的一切。
He didn't do anything else.
他没有做其他任何的事情。
He just shared what's in his heart.
他不过把他心中所想的分享出来。
God sovereignly moved the king to do God's will.
神就在他大能的当中来感动王的心来做他成就他的功
But God accomplished this through a new jar
但神却是借着一个新瓶来成就这事
Full of salt
这个新瓶的里面是装满了盐的
And we can see this indefinable something in Nehemiah was his obedience to the Lord
那我们看到在尼希米当中所不能描述清楚的那个特点就是他向着主的这个顺服
We can also see this indefinable something when he encouraged the remnant to rebuild Jerusalem.
当尼希米来鼓励渔民重建城墙的时候，我们同样能够找到这个难以描述的特点。
When he returned to Jerusalem, he stayed there for 3 days, did not say anything to anybody.
那当尼希米回到耶路撒冷的时候，他在城里待了3天，却没有向任何人说任何事。
Then after 3 days, he rose in the night and took only a few people to go around the wall.
那3天之后，他就夜里起来，只带了随身的几个人，就围着城墙来查看。
Again, he did not tell anybody.
那又一次，他没有告诉任何其他人。
When the time came, Nehemiah opened his heart and spoke boldly to the remnant.In Jerusalem.
当时候到的时候，尼希米就敞开他的心，大胆的向以色在耶路撒冷的渔民说出他的想法。
And he moved the heart of remnant so powerfully to do God's word.
他是这样带有能力的，能够感动这些渔民的心，来一起做神的工。
How did it happen?
这是如何能够发生
？How can a person with one message that changed everybody?
那一个人怎么可能借着一篇短短的信息就改变所有人的心呢
？Because people saw that indefinable something in him.
因为那地的人看到在他里面的难以描述的特点。
And that something has authority.
那这个特点它是带有权柄的。
Brother and sister, there's certain time and certain people God gave them authority.
弟兄姐妹，在有的时候，神把权柄赐给一些特别的人。
When Nehemiah spoke to the remnant, he spoke with authority.
当尼希米向着渔民来说话的时候，他带有权，他的话满带权柄。
And this authority come from he submit himself under God's authority.
那这个权柄是因为他能够把自己完全降服在神的下面而得着的。
And also come from his own zeal for the house of the Lord.
那同时也来自于他自己向着神的家的那个火热。
Everyone who heard him was moved by the zeal in him.
所以每一个听到他的话语的人都被他里面的火热所感染。
Everyone who heard the word was moved by the power of the salt.
并且每一个听到这话的人也都因着这个盐的能力而受到感染。
And he is the new jar.
他是那个新瓶。
When the salt coming out of the new jar, it is powerful.
当盐从新瓶当中被倾倒出来的时候，是带着何等的能力。
And we can also see this indefinable something when he stands firm against the enemy.
那我们也同样看到，当他在坚定的对抗仇敌的时候，在他里面的那个特点。
He was not moved by the mocking and the despise.
他没有因着仇敌的耻笑和藐视而有任何的犹
疑。He did not respond to any of that.
他甚至对此没有任何的回应。
But when the enemy conspired to attack them,
但仇敌当仇敌要同谋来攻击他们的时候
，He responded by setting up a guard against them day and night.
那他就如此回应，派人看守城池，昼夜防备。
Encourage the people not to be afraid to the enemies and to know the Lord will fight for them.
他就鼓励渔民们不要害怕，因为神会为他们征战。
He asked the worker to stay inside of Jerusalem.
他就请这些工人们住在耶路撒冷城。
So they could serve as guards by night and as workers by day.
所以他们能够夜间做保守，白昼做工。
Nehemiah and his brothers.Did not take their clothes off.
尼希米和他的弟兄们都不脱衣服。
Even when they went for waters.
甚至出去打水也带着兵器。
He was faithful until the wall was completed in 52 days.
他们如此忠心，直到城墙52天就被建好了。
Then we find that indefinable something is his courage.
那我们看到这个所不能描述的特点，就是他的这个勇气。
There's no fear in him.
因为在他的里面没有惧怕
，because there is a salt in a new jar.
因为有盐在这个新瓶的里面。
Brother and sister, we conclude now.
那弟兄姐妹，我们现在就要来总结一下。
We live in a time that is similar to the time of Nehemiah.
我们如今生活的时代与尼希米的时代相同。
The Lord is calling all of us to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
神在呼召我们来重建耶路撒冷的城墙
and the testimony of Jesus
和耶稣基督的见证
and this testimony of Jesus is the testimony of life
那耶稣基督的见证就是那生命的见证
in the Old Testament and in the New Testament the salt is synonym of life
在旧约和新约当中盐都是生命的同义词
so in his recovery workGod is looking for the life of Christ in us.
所以在神恢复的工作当中，他是在我们里面来寻找耶稣基督的生命。
And this is the difference.
那这就是那个不同。
The difference is in the salt.
不同在于这个盐。
But the salt can only be contained in a new jar.
然而盐却只能装在一个新瓶的里面。
The new jar is a person who has a vital relationship with the Lord.
这个新瓶就是一个与神有生命连接的人。
A new jar is a person who is after God's own heart, like David and Nehemiah.
那新瓶就是一个来追寻神自己心意的人，就好像大卫和尼希米一样。
A new jar was the dry bone who received the breath from the Lord and comes to life.
新瓶也是那个骸骨，他从神的那里得着生命的气息，能够再一次回复生命。
The salt in an old jar.Is tasteless.
在旧瓶当中的盐是没有味道的。
In every aspect, an old jar looks exactly the same as a new jar.
从各个方面来看，一个旧瓶它与一个新瓶看起来都是一样的。
The doctrine is the same.
这个教训是一样的。
The truth is the same.
真理也是一样的。
The worship is the same.
敬拜是一样的。
The practice.Is the same.
各样的惯例也是相同的。
The purpose is the same.
目的相同。
Even the ministry is the same.
甚至各样的服事都是一样的。
The old jar even has salt in it.
那甚至这个老瓶当中都有盐在。
But an old jar is far away from the Lord.
然而这个旧瓶却与神是这样的原
因。Old jar has a reputation of being alive, but he is dead.
暗明这旧瓶是活的，其实却是死的。
This is what happened when we lose that vital relationship with the Lord.
那这就是当我们失去了与神之间的生命的联系之后所发生的。
So we ask ourselves, after 2.5 years of pandemic-related things, have we become an old jar?
所以我们要问自己，经过了两年半的疫情，我们变成了一个旧瓶了吗？
Brother and sisters, the problem is not with the salt.
弟兄姐妹，这个问题不在乎那个盐。
Salt is unlimited.
因为盐是不计其数的。
The problem is always with the jar.
问题总在乎这个瓶子。
The jar is an old jar.
因为这个瓶子成为了一个旧瓶。
How was the Lord after today?That was what the Lord had to do.
这是神所今天所要寻找的。
He wants to turn a dry bone into his army.
他想要让这枯骨成为他的军队。
May the Lord find a new jar today in us.
愿主在我们的里面能够找到那新瓶。
Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace.
父，我们为着你的恩典和怜悯献上感谢。
We thank you for speaking to us.
我们感谢你向我们说话。
We pray that there will be those who still have ability to respond.
我们祷告，愿你能够找到那向着你的话语有回应的人。
But our hope is in you.
我们的盼望在乎你的自己。
Because you said the dry bone can live.
因为你说这枯骨要再复活。
We pray that you breathe your word into us.
我们祷告，愿你把你的话语吹进我们的里面。
All the dry bone will come to life.
好叫所有的骸骨都能复活
，become at that new jar，
能够成为那新瓶
，full of salt，
愿我们里面也装满了盐。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉主耶稣的名祷告。